أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد آتينا موسى وهارون الفرقان وضياء وذكرا للمتقين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of al-mawazin, the scale that will be used in order to weigh or to measure the a'mal, the deed, both good and bad of all those who lived on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how a single person will not be wronged and will not be shown any form of injustice. Allah explained that how every deed, no matter how tiny, no matter how little that act may be, that too will be considered and it will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. In the next ayah, ayah number 48 of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the book that was revealed to both Musa and Harun alayhi salam. Of course, they were brothers, Musa and Harun. Harun alayhi salam was about 2 years older than Musa. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have certainly given Musa and Harun al-Furqan. We had given them al-Furqan. Al-Furqan means a criterion, anything that differentiates between right and wrong. Al-Furqan means the separator, the divider, the differentiator. So one of the titles of the Torah and even the Quran is that it is al-Furqan, because it teaches us what is right from wrong and it separates the truth from falsehood. وَضِيَاءً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He gave them ضِيَاءً, a light that which shows you the path and that which illuminates the path for you to walk on. وَذِكْرًا. And Allah had given them a reminder للمتقين, for the muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned two of their attributes over here. الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. They are those who are in awe of their Rabb. They are in awe of their Rabb. They fear their Rabb بالغيب, despite Him being unseen. Although He is unseen, He is not seen to them, He is not visible to them, they fear disobeying Him, and they are in awe of Him. وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ. And they are fearful of السَّاعَةِ, the final hour. And they are apprehensive of that moment. And the apprehensiveness and the fear that they have for the last day and the day of Qiyamah is what prompts a person to prepare. The type of fear that is referred to here is like the fear that you have before writing an examination, and the fear you have before taking a test, or the fear you have before going for your driver's license or your learner's license. There's a fear, no matter how well you have prepared yourself, no matter how well you have prepared yourself for the examination or for the test or whatever it may be, still there is a fear. Now, that fear that you have within you, that is what prompts you, and that is what encourages you to prepare your best for that moment when you are going to be examined and when you are going to be tested. So, of course, As-Sa'ah, the day of Qiyamah, we said, is the moment and the day when our results will be handed to us. So they are apprehensive and they are fearful about that day. وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Qur'an. And He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a reminder that is mubarak. Mubarakun, that is full with blessing. It's packed with barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that it is such a book, if you bring it into your life, you will see and you will experience that barakah in your life. When you bring it into your home, you will experience those blessings and the barakah in your home. Wherever you bring this Quran, it is filled with barakah, and that barakah transfers and it is transmitted to everything else which it comes in contact with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هذا ذكر مبارك. This is a blessed, mubarak reminder أنزلنا, we have sent it down. فأنتم له منكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the disbelievers and the rejected. Will you then still reject it? Will you then still deny it and not accept it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in the next few ayat. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. We had certainly given Ibrahim rushdahu. Rushdahu could mean we had given him his guidance, It could mean we had given him maturity. Rushd also means intelligent. We know as a young boy, Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a young boy, he never, although he grew up in a home of shirk, a home filled with darkness, his father was the manufacturer of idols. He was born in such a home. But from a young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with intelligence, Allah blessed him with maturity, Allah blessed him with righteousness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that. Allah says that maturity, the guidance, the righteousness, the intellect was something that he had blessed him with from a young age. And from a very young age already, he started questioning what his father was doing. He started questioning his community and speaking out against the falsehood that they had, that they were promoting. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ Allah subhanahu says, and previously we had given Ibrahim alayhi salam his rushd, his guidance and his intellect. وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ Allah subhanahu says, and we knew him well. Ibrahim, we knew him well as a young boy, as a young child growing up. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ Allah subhanahu says, remember the moment when he said to his father and he addressed his people, his community. Directly he asked them and he questioned what they were doing when he found that it was against the natural disposition of a person to do what they were doing. So he says, مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ He asked them that, what are these statues? What are these statues that you cling on to? What are these statues that you are so devoted to? What are they? What do they do? What powers do they have? They had no real response. He didn't ask them, why are you worshipping them? He wanted to know what is their nature. What can they do? What powers do they have? So they could not respond. Obviously, it was quite clear to him and to everyone else what they were. They were nothing more than stone. They were lifeless things. So what did they say? They said, قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ A common argument or a common proof that people of falsehood present when they are engaged in falsehood and in wrong. What do they say? قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ Listen, we found our fathers doing it. Right? Our fathers were doing it. We saw our fathers doing it. They were worshipping these statues and our fathers could have never been wrong. So we saw them doing it. Now we are doing it. Don't question us. Don't question what our forefathers were doing. It's a tradition. It is a tradition. It is our culture. It is something that was passed on to us. قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Ibrahim alayhi salam said, listen, you and your forefathers were in clear error. It does not mean your forefathers were doing it, so it is right. You and your forefathers were indeed in clear error. They said to him, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ Listen, Ibrahim, do you claim to come to bring to us the haqq? Do you claim that you have come to us with the truth? أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ Or are you from those who are playing around? Are you just making fun and playing games with us? قَالَ بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الَّذِي فَطَرَهُنَّ Let me tell you who your Rabb is, who your true God is, who you should be devoted to. So he says, بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ your Rabb وَرَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ and the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, الَّذِي فَطَرَهُنَّ is the one who had created them. That is your Rabb. These idols have done nothing for you. They cannot do anything for you. They have done nothing for your forefathers as well. So your Rabb and my Rabb and the Rabb of the heavens and the earth is the very Rabb who brought all the heavens and the earth into existence. وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ And he says to them that I am the very first to witness that is indeed your Rabb and my Rabb. وَتَاللَّهِ And then he threatens them. He says, I take a qasam in the name of Allah. I take an oath. لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ I'm going to do something to your idol. He threatens them, openly threatens them as a young boy. He tells his community, he tells his father, he tells his people, When you go out on the day of Eid and when you go out to celebrate the festivals, I am going to plot and plan something against these idols. بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّ مُدْبِرِينَ After you all have turned your backs and gone away. May Allah grant us the understanding.